Bless you. You will not regret the time you spent worshiping God with us here today in the name of Jesus Christ. Especially those of you coming for the first time. Shortly we shall close. But before then, Luke chapter 24, while we remain standing, verse 30, 31, and maybe 32.
And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have come to break your bread again. The word of God is the bread of life. May it be broken in a way that your people's eyes will be opened to know you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. God bless you. We want to continue. Last Sunday, we look at the topic, the opening of the eyes of the blind. And we pick our text from Matthew 15. Let's read it again from verse 13, 14, 15, 16. Matthew chapter 15.
But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind.
Oh.
And if the blind lead the blind,
if the blind lead the blind,
both shall fall into the ditch. And then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable.
What did he tell him?
And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding?
Without understanding. Amen. And it's possible that Jesus will be with you and you don't even know he is with you. How do I know that you don't know that he's with you? Because you will not recognize his presence. But when your eyes are open and you can identify him, if your eyes are not open, you will not be able to identify him. And the opening of the eye is not about seeing vision. It's about understanding. He did not touch their eye before they knew he was the one. Satan is known by his characteristics. God is also known by his characteristics. That's why he said, by their fruit you will know them. There is a way to identify him, and unless you are able to identify and know him and see him, you will walk in error. You will not be able to serve him acceptably. And when we talk about the opening of the eyes, it is both physical eyes being opened and the spiritual eyes being opened. There is also spiritual blindness. Even as there is physical blindness, there is spiritual blindness. And Jesus is in the ministry of opening the eyes of the blind, as we see in Isaiah 42 and verse 6, verse 7. That is his ministry.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee and give
thee. That is a prophecy to the Lord Jesus, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ.
And we keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes.
That is his ministry.
To bring out the prisoners from the prison.
Deliverance ministry.
And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
Because it's the light. Whenever light comes, darkness will disappear. And to confirm that is his ministry, Matthew chapter 11, John the Baptist, who introduced him, began to have some doubt from verse 2.
Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, are thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight.
That is confirmation of his ministry. And let me I use the opportunity to tell you. Everything pertaining to salvation is in the Bible. Everything concerning salvation is in the Bible. All we need to know. Study. If not, to leave the pathway of truth and follow error, the chances, it's very easy. Very, very easy if you don't have a guide. The guide that God gave us is the Bible. I kept emphasizing this. Bride of Christ worldwide, read your Bible. If you don't read your Bible, you will not understand the sermons of the pastor. Read, because you don't read. People have used anointing and taking people away from Christ. People have used anointing and deceived the people. Even the Bible warns us to beware of them because they will come. The reason is because instead of confirming whether this person is from God or not, you just believe that everyone that is anointed has come from God. That the anointing is of God. It's not every anointing that is of God. And again, there are some anointing that are actually from God, but the anointing is not for salvation. Read the Bible. That is the reason why followers of the ministry of William Branham have suddenly turned against me. Because God opened my blind eye. And I saw that there is no provision for an Elijah to the Gentile. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. Instead of them to use the Bible to prove it to me, they are calling me serpent seed. They are calling me Antichrist. They are calling me what? When they call me, I don't get angry. Instead, I appreciate what God is doing with me, his grace. Because I was with them in that blindness. There's one platform of the entire message that let them put me inside. I think that's the only platform. Anytime I want to entertain myself, I would drop something. They will all run mad. Then I'll be laughing. Anytime I want to entertain myself, I say, make I go find trouble. I would drop something. Come and see language that you know that they are not Christians. Describing me. Antichrist. You are this. You are that. You are this. You know you are going to hellfire. You are this. Because I say there is no Elijah to the Gentile. Instead of you to prove it to me, you are using sign. You are using somebody's testimony. And that is the pattern in the Christian faith. Shine your eye. Listen. Listen very well and get understanding. We are now at the end of time, and all seeds that we have planted are now maturing. The wheat is maturing, the tares are also maturing. Don't let any man see, don't judge me with my testimony that you have not confirmed. You understand what I'm saying? I'm giving you a guide now. Don't judge me by even a prophecy that Prophet Olumide will give me with a microphone. Monday? No, Thursday. Thursday, question and answer. Somebody sent a question to me in our question and answer program from Cameroon or so. He said that he's been praying. I don't know if you remember that person. He said he's been praying to be like me.
Yes, sir. There was such a question.
He said he wants to be like Pastor Moses. He wants to serve God like Pastor Moses. He wants to know what is the secret of your fellowship with Christ. What is the secret? How will I be like you? And I told him, I said, you see yourself now. I said, you only know me in the pulpit.
That's right.
You only know me as a preacher. Do you live with me? That was the answer I gave him. Some of you would listen to it. I told him, I said, if you want to know whether I'm a Christian, it's not in the church you will know now. Everybody is a Christian in the church. I am not a Christian because I am a preacher. And every one of you listening to me now, the people that know whether you're a Christian or not is your wife, your husband, your children, your personal staff, your cook, your house help, your PA, your people that, your driver, my security. If you want to know whether I am a Christian, go behind and find out from them. Don't look at the anointing or don't look at me. My ability to read the Bible and tear it down is a gift. That is what people are using and misleading the people. Oh, last night, I told you a revelation that God promoted me to chief of Nava. What has he got to do with you? Is that what you will say? Hey, the man is anointed. Is that what you will use? That revelation is for me. If will Abraham saw cloud, now he see him, nobody see him. He see pillar of fire, now you see him, we don't see him. Now you see him, what has he got to do with me? Is that what that we use? There is the voice of the sign. There is the voice of the sign. There is a voice of the sign. He told Moses, read it for me. If they will not hear the voice of the first sign, how will they believe in me? How will they believe? How will they believe me? So I should go to Egypt. This Israelites are very stubborn. How will they know that I came from God? What did he say? Put your hand in your bosom. Read it.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 8.
Yes.
And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first.
No, before then, they told him to do something. He told him to put hand in his bosom.
Verse 7. And he said,
yes.
Okay, verse 6. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom.
He's answering him, how will they know that you are the one that sent me? What did he say?
Put now thy hand into thy bosom.
Uh-huh.
And he put his hand into his bosom.
And what happened?
And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow.
Listen, he brought it out, a sign, leprous in that hand. Uh-huh.
And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again.
Again.
And he put his hand into his bosom again.
What happened?
And plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it the was turned again as his other flesh.
Now, listen now.
And it shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
If they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign.
There is the voice of the first sign.
That they will believe the voice of the latter sign.
They will believe the voice. The anointing, there must be a voice that will follow the sign. There must be a message. Ofufufuye Iwori has no message. He has no message. Amos in temple, he has a message. But this is where he is. Deuteronomy chapter 13. From verse 1.
If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee.
Wait, so he had the sign and the wonder. They are not it. And what is said has come to pass. Then what happened?
Saying,
let after us, they came to pass, now hear the voice of the sign.
Let us go after other gods, which thou
he has known. A message, but that message is contrary to the Bible. He has a message, but it's contrary to the Bible. So what is the message that Amos is preaching? Because one of his disciples is here. One of his disciples is here. Many of you, anybody that preach, don't palm your hair. Don't wear glow gold. Don't dress like this. Dress like this. Ah, now enter message. That's enter message. Who told you enter message is how to dress? Praise the Lord. Because I'm saying this so that you will hear me and change, because somebody told me that one of those popular prophets, I was mentioning his name, and I told him every time he would spend hours praying. Yeah. Oh, go. I told him, say, gather them, teach them Bible. Somebody say, jam. Jewish prophet. Eh? Is he in the church today? Dose, you told me, call me. You said the man's PA. Where is he now? You don't come out. Wave your hand so that we know now. Eh? Correct?
Yes.
You said the man watched me.
Yes, they watched you.
And then I started preaching.
Yes.
He decided to correct it.
Yes.
You think they are not watching us? They are watching us. He met his PA. And told him, say, our God, they watch your pastor. Say, tell him, they take it easy. Why will I take it easy? Listen very well. When we say these things, we say it because the bride of Jesus Christ, they are everywhere, even in those cages. And Satan knows how to deceive people. In that church in Warri that I'm referring to, no prophet is allowed. They are only the man. The only one that prophesied are those women that prophesy. You are the only one. All the rest are in error. You are the only one that is righteous. You are the only, you are my only servant in the whole world. I raise you to correct error. Correct error. Somebody who cannot read the Bible is correcting error. What will you use to when you can't read and write? You are going to use vision to correct error. Then every time, God said, the Lord, my servant, my, it's a spirit. They were doing that in this church before. Anybody that wants me to think that they are anointed, that they are gifted, because Bill, I said, this man, they like gifted people. Don't say the Lord, my servant. Don't say the Lord, my servant. I have raised you. Hey, my people, listen to him. My servant, I have called you. You shall be a star. You'll be this. I go carry one eye to look at them. When you say gifted people come out, they are the first to come out. Until one day I told him, if you don't have message, you better shut up. Am I the only servant of God in this church? Every day, servant of God, I am here. I have raised you. Now, do I need that prophecy? The work that when Matthew, where you were reading chapter 11, John the Baptist, what was the proof that Jesus gave of his ministry? Continue.
Verse 5. The blind received their sight, and the lame
walked. Are you the one? Read from verse 4 again.
Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things
go,
which you do here.
Because they say, who you be? Now you have been another one, they come. The Messiah were expecting. Did he give him testimony?
Go and show John again
those
things.
He was pointing to the scripture. Even John himself was asked in John chapter 1. He said, who are you? they will go and tell them, are you Elijah? He said, no. Are you this? He said, no. Are you this? He said, no. Are you that prophet? He said, no. Who are you now? He quoted a scripture. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I am the one fulfilling this scripture. Now, we will not, because he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, therefore we begin to follow him. We have to see what you are doing that confirms you are the voice. In the church, I don't see Iri. Don't let anybody come and tell you, I am the chief, I am now the man of the hour. And people, they start to follow him. What is the message? What is the message? Have you finished reading that scripture? Verse 5 and verse 6.
John, Matthew 11, verse 5. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whomsoever shall not be offended in me.
Listen very well. Jesus is a restorer. The thief coming of it to steal, kill, and destroy. John chapter 10, verse 10. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. To see spiritually is to understand things of the spirit. If your eyes are blind, it means you are blind to the things of the spirit. You will never understand the things of the spirit. Isaiah had been in the court of Uzziah for so many years. Isaiah chapter 6. I hope I've said this several times before. I use this opportunity anytime I'm preaching to drop something. From verse 1, Isaiah chapter 6.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Listen very well, ministers. Let my Uzziah die. Let my Uzziah die. It was Uzziah. It was not Uzziah that blocked the sight of Isaiah. It's not the king. I see poster. Let my Uzziah die. Program. Read it again.
In the year that King Uzziah died.
It is reference. It is reference. It is reference. It is the year that Uzziah died. That was when Isaiah had that experience. That is the meaning. It's not that he was the one stopping Isaiah from having that experience. It's a reference point. In the year that Bride Assembly Church was dedicated, I was in the spirit and I saw the throne of God. That is reference. Read on.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne.
It was that year that his eye opened. All along, he did not see anything about the throne of God, but he was prophesying. He was seeing vision, but he had not seen the throne of God until that year. What did he see?
High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Uh-huh.
Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
What did he say?
Then said I,
hey!
Woe is me, for I am undone,
hey!
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
And that is what? Go ahead.
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord
if
of hosts.
If your eye ever open, understanding, and you understand who this our God is, the first thing that comes to you is you see a revelation of how unclean you are. perception of your faith will change. That's the truth. And something happened after he saw it.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
Because he realized how unclean he was. God will not use you effectively until he has cleaned you up. And the only way to clean you up, to first and foremost realize who you are as far as God is concerned, it humbles you. It was there, the next verse.
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us?
Now, Trinitarians say it was Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It was the Son in a meeting with the Father and the Holy Ghost. That he said he wanted to send somebody to redeem man. And he said, who will go for us? And what happened?
Then said I.
Who is the person talking? Then said I. Who?
Isaiah.
Who said it?
Isaiah.
What did he say?
Here am I, send me.
Now Isaiah talk amo, no be Trinity talk amo. Study to understand the scriptures. John chapter 3, verse 3. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus?
Jesus answered and said unto him,
read it from verse 1.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus.
I like the statement he made in verse 2.
A ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him,
what did he say?
Rabbi, we know that
Who are the we? The rulers. The rulers know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do this miracle that thou doest except God be with him. See the reply of Jesus.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the
what
kingdom
Jesus
of God.
What Jesus is saying is, except your eyes are open, you will never understand the things of the kingdom of God. To be born again is to have your spiritual eyes also open. The new birth begins with the spiritual eyes open. If not, you just make altar call. You will just come to fulfill all righteousness. And that spiritual eye is called faith. Revelation. It is a spirit. It is an anointing. It is a grace. It's a faith. For without faith, understanding, revelation, it is impossible to please God. Because you will never serve him acceptably. I'm giving you prayer points, somebody, sincere Christians. Cain and Abel. Abel's own was accepted, he sacrificed. Cain was not accepted. Why? Hebrews 11 verse 4 say, by faith, by revelation, Abel.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts.
Because every religion on earth today, every religion today, they are attempting to reach God, the Creator. But because they have no revelation of how to get to the true God, none of them will ever serve God acceptably. None. Because it's only Jesus that came, because he's the eye opener. He's the only one God gave the power to open the eyes of the blind. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except I open your eye. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And one of the things that blinding our eyes, two or three things that blinding people's eyes, even after they come to church. You may be in church here, And you may not know that Jesus is here. Because you may not understand him. And it's very easy. Very, very, very easy. Very, very, very easy. Praise the Lord. Okay, in case people from temple hear me, I didn't finish saying some very, very obvious errors that he's preaching in that church. He said that his all fivefold ministry is in him. And he said, how can he give microphone to a woman to prophesy? So as far as he's concerned, we are in error because women are prophesying. Okay, but there are men in your church. Why are they not prophesying? We foresee only men prophesying. Now, why are you the only one prophesying? And I told one of his daughters that is in this church, I said, go and tell that man he is not called to be a pastor. He has called me, I have spoken with him on a few occasions. Tell him, I sent you. Where is she? I saw you here today. I hope you told him that he's not called to be a pastor. He's not in the perfect will of God. Should not go and listen to my messages and go and repeat it to his people. You are only a parrot repeating what you don't even understand. It's wrong. Pastor, why are you talking like that? Am I not, is my ministry not to talk? I should talk only what you want to hear. How will he correct himself? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if this story is true, then you can see the gross error that you are in. That somebody even close, popular in that church, married a woman and after 3 months divorced her and picked another girl. And he's still in that church. If we catch you in this church, we will bind you, cast you out, and put you in social media. And claim to be a Christian, you are still in that church. That's why I say you are not called to be a pastor. You are using your head to pastor a church. We use scripture. We use scripture. I say if what I heard is true, I pray that it is not true. It's not true. It's not true. But if it is true, wallahi, that is not a church of Jesus Christ. Your eye is not yet open to understand marriage. So what is it that blinding people, I said one of it, God himself, sometimes we blinding the people. Do you know that the message that he gave Isaiah in chapter 6, the message was to go and blinding Israel? Read it, because of their condition, from verse 8, Isaiah chapter 6.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me. And then what did he send him to do?
And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of these people fat.
Make the heart of these people fat.
And make their ears heavy.
He's Jews, so he's talking to the Jews.
And shut their eyes. Lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long?
How long will they be blind?
And he answered, until the cities be wasted without
until the cities be wasted, and we know this has come to pass in AD 70.
Until the cities be wasted without inhabitants, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate, and the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land.
That's why the Palestinians have come there now.
But yet, in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten.
Did they not return in 1948? And that is why in Mark chapter 4, he spoke the parable of the sower. And this is what he said from verse 9.
And he said unto them, yeah.
That was the fulfillment of that prophecy in Isaiah 6.
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable.
They asked to know the parable of the sower.
And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God.
You see, it's not everybody. Unless God open your eye, you will never understand the mysteries of the kingdom. But unto them that are outside,
all these things are done in parables.
That is why he does it in parable. Why?
That seeing they may see and not perceive.
He was telling us that is Isaiah's prophecy being fulfilled.
And hearing they may hear and not understand.
Yes.
Lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable?
Don't you know this parable?
And how then will you know all parables?
Amen. In verse 33 and 34.
And with many such parables spake he the word unto them, as they were able to hear it.
Verse 34.
But without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples.
That is the reason why I say salvation is not for all. That's another mystery. But why will God blinding them? He blinded them always for a purpose. For instance, he blinded the 400 prophets of Ahab so that they would deceive Ahab to go into the battle, so that the prophecy that was given after he took the land of Naboth will come to pass. He is the one that blinded those 400 prophets. For that purpose. In Romans chapter 11, from verse 7.
What then? Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh.
The reason why he blinded the eyes of Israel till today. What is it?
Israel had not obtained that which he seeketh for.
Uh-huh.
But the election had obtained it.
Uh-huh.
And the rest were blinded.
What were they seeking for? They were seeking for the Messiah. They were seeking for salvation. But they have not attained it. Verse 8.
According as it is written, God has given them the spirit of slumber.
Uh-huh.
Eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear unto this day.
Oh.
And David said, let that table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them.
Oh.
Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always.
Hey. And if you go to verse 25.
For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery.
He was making it clearer here now.
Lest ye should be wise in your own conscience.
It's a mystery. That what?
That blindness in part is happening to Israel.
Blindness. And that blindness came through the prophecy of Isaiah. But it is in part because he said he will bring them back. It's happened to Israel.
Until
for
the
what
fullness,
purpose?
Until the fullness of the Gentiles will come in.
Until he has gathered to the last elect. And then we go in the rapture. So,
and so all Israel shall be saved.
They must be saved though.
As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel.
Concerning the gospel.
They are enemies for your sakes.
They are enemies so that we will come in.
But as touching the election.
Elect is forever. The covenant is forever.
They are beloved for the Father's sake.
Who are the fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The promises he made with them. Why?
For the gifts and calling of God are without
repentance. He doesn't change his mind when he calls you. Oh, praise the Lord. Why does he blind? Sometimes God himself blinding. Like we see in Romans chapter 1, if you read it from verse 18, what did he say?
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Evidence that there is God everywhere. Before human beings, everywhere. Go on.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations.
Vain in their imaginations.
And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory
of the condition of human beings generally.
And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man.
They will go and bring tree and then and decorate it and bow before it, say that's our God.
And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things.
Some people worship a snake. Some people worship cow. Go ahead.
Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness.
So it is God himself now that allowed them. Oh yeah, do what you like to yourself.
Through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
How are they doing it?
Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections.
Vile affections.
For
vile, that is wild. That is crazy affections. Vile affections. The things that people fall in love with are things that God hates, but he allowed them. Go ahead.
For even their women did change the natural use into
that. It's a vile affection that a woman will lust after a woman. Read on.
Into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, bound in their lust one toward another. Men with men.
Men with men.
Walking that which is unseemly.
Women with women. Walking that which is unseemly, there is homosexuality.
And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error.
How can a man lust after another man? How can a woman lust after another woman? That was why I answered that question the way I answered during Marriage Matters yesterday. She said she has never met a man in her life. She kept herself as a Christian. Married a man for 7 years. That man has never touched her. I say it is either of these two reasons. It's either he's impotent, he doesn't want you to know, or he's a homosexual. He married you to cover up. Homosexuals don't like women. Read on.
Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
You see, now that is where the blindness comes in.
To do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity.
You see what man, why man has been reduced to what we are today. God himself gave it up to them to do it.
Whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same,
they not only do the same,
but have pleasure in them.
They are your friends. They are our friends. You hear pastors saying, God hates sin but love the sinner. So that they will be friends together. What do I have to do with something God says is abomination? If I ever relate with you, it's to do deliverance for you. So that you become normal. You are not normal or if you are a lesbian. You are not normal or if you are a homosexual. You are so blind until the evacuation canal is what you are going to chuck your teeth to. It's waste evacuation canal. God did not create the anus for sex. Something is wrong. Nobody is telling you. Pastor Lubide is trying to prove to me this morning that hell get compartment. He said, doesn't this scripture look like this? Does it look like this? I told him, I say, hell na hell. Fire na fire. Hell fire na hell fire. Fire na the same fire where go burn murderer, go burn homosexual, go burn liar, go burn fornicator. Go burn every witch, burn liars. For this reason, Christ came to this earth. Satan can also blinding us. I'm telling you what normally blinds us spiritually. He uses false prophets, false ministers, false churches, false anointed ones. The one Jesus Christ earlier warned us against. He also uses mammon. Mammon is the spirit of materialism that wants you to acquire. And you never get satisfied. And you do that, you cannot love these two things at the same time, mammon and God. You cannot serve them together. You can't. You serve this mammon, and Satan knows how to take your attention to it. Makes you believe. You will start it small. If you just get 10 million naira, my life is okay. Let me tell you, my life is okay. If I just get 10 million naira, my life is okay. If they only give you 10 million naira, you soon see that he can't even buy you a car. Oh, yes, he can't buy you a car. It's not even enough capital. You never pay rent to finish for your shop, for your goods. If I can just get 100 million. If I get 100 million, then I will build house. You soon discover that 100 million never buy your land yet. Oh, okay, make I buy the land. You will continue to look for. If I just get 1 billion, you will soon discover that 1 billion, now only one, it never reach even 1 million dollars. It never reach $1 million. And if they import, $1 billion feet bring one container now. You cannot bring any more one container. So you will need more. Then after you get $30 billion, if I can buy a private jet. So you see, and for every level, you will work hard to get it. You won't be able to come to church again. It is on Sunday. Of all days, Monday to Saturday, your container no come. Oh. Now on Sunday, now you did you offload your container. Christian! You are serving a mammon, and they worry you. Amen. Because for you, you know, this market, if I come here on Thursday, I know how much I will lose. Therefore, there are some people in this church that because of what they are pursuing, they have timetable. Vigil. I come today, I miss tomorrow, next one. I come this one, I miss. So I come twice. So that I go rest somewhere because tomorrow, hustle, continue. Quest for materialism. And that is how Apostle Paul put in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and verse 4.
But if our gospel be hid,
if what I am preaching even now, you have not seen it, this is the reason you have not seen it.
It is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God.
The God of this world is the God of materialism. Brethren, there is nothing we acquire here that we shall take it to heaven alone. Therefore, do it small. I didn't say you should not enjoy yourself. If you have money, enjoy it also. Because when you die, you go live and for somebody else, go enjoy them. Enjoy your money where you make. Enjoy your sweat. I believe in it. Wear better clothes. If you leave the money in the bank, if it is UBS, Sister Judy will say hallelujah. Sister Judy will be calling you every time because they're using your money for you. You know, they see that they declare billion every year. Which money did they use? Bank. Now one money? Money what will I keep there? They're not going to use them. Enjoy themselves. They go use and they trade. Make money with it. Get money where you go. You go build better house. Put air conditioner. You go so that you go do what I don't know. You leave money in the bank. Then when Satan won't finish you, you go build one big mansion for village and leave it for rats and cockroaches to live there while you are leaving room and parlor for Lagos. You know that thing that costs. Satan is wicked. I'm telling you, Satan is wicked. He say his first son. Maybe the brother is here now. You came and you showed me the beautiful big mansion that you showed me you built in your village. And he thought he's going to announce it to his son abroad. Make I not mention the country so that nobody will listen to you. You told me by yourself. He said, Pastor, imagine. The boy said, oh, why are you putting that type of thing in the village? He said, who will go and stay there? He said, who told you I'm coming back to Nigeria? Okay now. Praise the Lord. I will not call your name. You were in my office with your wife. I'm not going to call your name. You showed me the picture of the big mansion in your village. Big mansion in your village. The brother, they look at me, they laugh now. Amen. But we are talking the vanity of it all. He said, everybody don't die, you go. The house remain there. And you're not going to go there stay. He said, there are 14 bedrooms. Big compound. I saw the compound of Uba. What's his name? Ifai Uba. Mighty mansion. The truth is he was young, so it was possible he will enjoy so many things. But who knows when you will die? Enjoy yourself. Oh, I didn't say you should not enjoy yourself. I'm against you living face by face with here and you build a mansion in your village. And all of you, when you build, you must put part of it for rent. So you build two bedroom, 11 flat. Then you go manage one 2-bedroom on top. Landlord, oh. So that you're going to get money for here. Waiting. You don't even take the whole floor up for space. See the squeeze. Who do you this thing? Praise the Lord. Amen. If I get money, I go chop power. But I'm not going to tip anybody money. My own way. Praise the Lord. In the morning, Aku. In the afternoon, Eba. In this one. Meanwhile, I have 30 million naira in my account. Then every day, swallow. That's when they get diabetes now. No, chop balanced diet. Go get better bush meat. Chop leaf. They call it salad. Leaf. Chop better one. Take supplement. Better supplement. Yes. Take it. We are not in the days where you feed your baby with pap. went to greet our brother yesterday. So we went, one SMS for the Pekin, 25,000 naira. He said, that is for rich men. If you can afford it for that child, and every day you go do, because that's how your mother brought you up, put the baby for here, do a akamu, close his nose, turn her like this, put it like this. If he cry, oh, you push her inside. So why did God make you rich? That's how some of us were fed. Not to continue like that. Let your children enjoy what they have. Praise the Lord. Now I want to say something very seriously here. I was telling Pastor Olumide, this just quickened to me last night as I was going through the scriptures. The lesson to learn from that man that was born blind. Listen very well. John chapter 9. Read it from verse 1. Listen very well.
And as Jesus passed by,
I was so close. Yes.
He saw a man which was blind from his birth.
He was blind from birth. Yes.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Listen very well.
Jesus answered, neither this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk.
Yes.
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground.
He spat on the ground.
And made clay of the spittle.
Yes.
And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing.
After he did that, he came seeing. Hang on a little bit. Why was the blind man, why was he born blind? Amen. God by himself made that man to be born blind for because of that day. Remember that Jesus Christ, everything he did them by parable. God reveals himself to you in symbols. He does it so that only those who are ordained to understand, they will understand. Oh, glory be to God. So that the works of God should be made manifest. So that the word of God should be made manifest. Ha. Which work of God? The work of opening the eyes of the blind. He said something. Now the question is, why did he use mud? And it is the work of God. Why did he make mud to open the eyes of that blind man? Listen very well. Then you'll understand why he has decided to use human beings to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Listen. When God created man, before he created man, what did he say? He said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. In our image and in our likeness. What did he use to create man? He used dust. He used dust to create man. He did not use any other thing of the spirit. He created him with mud. was mud God used. It will be the same mud he will use to open the eyes of the blind. Because it is a continuation of his creation, his creative work. What he is doing there prophetically was God saying that he is going to use mud to open the eyes of the blind to see him and know him. So that you will understand why the virgin birth. Why Hebrew chapter 10 and verse 5 and 6.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the
world.
When
he's going to come into the world.
He said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not.
Uh-huh.
But a body hast thou prepared me.
That body, oh glory be to God, is a body of clay also. Clay also. What he uses, you are telling us prophetically there that he is going to use mud to open the blind eyes. That mud that he used, that he molded, and then touched the people's eyes for their eyes to be opened. The first mud he used was the man Jesus Christ. Then, oh glory be to God. Hallelujah. He decided to pack some other mud that he will use to open the eyes of the blind. He got 12 disciples. He called his disciples. They were mud that he was going to use to open the eyes of other human beings. It was mud. I am mud. Five-fold ministry, we are all mud. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. Everything he did was to fulfill a purpose. We are mud. So if he's going to recreate a new creature, he's going to use mud to achieve it. He packed mud, spitted into it, made it prepared, and then used it to open the eye of the blind. You and I, we are in the ministry of opening the eyes of the blind. How do I know it? He said, the works that I do, you will also do it. He is in the business of opening eyes. We are to be opening the eyes of the blind. We are that mud that will be used to open the eyes of the blind. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you understand now why he had to come. In Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same.
Can you see now? Through the virgin birth. Why will he do that? Because Jesus, God the creator, is still in the same principle. Let us make man in our image. We are the us, together with him. Through the preaching of the gospel, for our destiny is to conform into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us. That's why we are laborers and we are co-laborers. Apostle Paul says so in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And so, what are we to do? We are instruments that God is using. That's why he called us the light. We are the light bearers to open their eyes and show people the way. That is the reason, you the teachers, one of the reasons God had to come in the flesh to become mud so that he can use mud to open the eyes of the blind. Remember that in the resurrection of Jesus, Lazarus, John chapter 11, verse 3.
Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death.
But what?
But for the glory of God,
uh-huh,
that the Son of God might be glorified thereby.
You see, he said it is for the glory of God. Lazarus' sickness, when they told him, he waited until he was about 4 days dead before he came there. Because he was going to demonstrate something to let them know that he has power over life and death. He was going to use him to prove to everybody that he is the resurrection and the life. That was the whole reason he allowed that his friend to die. And he didn't come immediately. So that he would demonstrate something, give us a lesson. And if you read the whole of that chapter, that's all he tried to prove. He said, if you believe in him, though you were dead, you will live again. Because he's a life giver. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So he did it that they may believe. Verse 34. John 11,
and
verse 34.
Said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Uh-huh. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold, how we loved him.
Uh-huh.
And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore, again groaning himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God.
Uh-huh.
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said,
listen to what he said.
Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that thou hearest
me. You always hear me now.
But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me.
That is the reason.
And when he had spoken,
yes,
a cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Uh-huh.
And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go.
Everything he did there was to send a message to the whole world. Somebody dead for 4 days. He's already corrupted now. But that he has the power to bring you back to life. I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe, you are only sleeping if you die, if you're a believer. In the resurrection morning, we will hear his voice, the voice of resurrection. Lazarus, come forth. Moses, Aluk, come forth. Everyone will hear his own voice. Praise the Lord. That is what he was teaching there. Hallelujah. Remember that all men have been blind to the knowledge of God and even to the knowledge of fellow human beings. But Jesus came to open our eyes. Do you know that when he created, the story of creation had nothing to do with race, had nothing to do with which tribe you belong, which color of your skin, which country you belong. You see? It's blindness that I cannot see you and see you as my blood sister. It's the same blood of Noah that is in all of us here. All of us here. But we are so myopic, so short-sighted, that you cannot see beyond your father and your mother's children. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And except you are born again, you cannot understand why I call you Brother Ayodele, Brother Emeka, Sister Nkiru, Sister Mata, Sister this. And it's so easy to know whether you understand that I'm your brother or not. The way we relate with each other shows you are blind or now you can see. Praise the Lord. And so he wanted to teach us Another lesson, and he went to Mark chapter 8 and verse 22. Mark chapter 8 and verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hand again. Somebody shout again. Shout again. Shout again. Very well. He put his hand again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. There are many of us that need this second touch. We need it, believers, so that we can serve God acceptably and relate with each other appropriately. So that we need the second touch, so that true love can proceed to us, from us, to God and to one another. I'm telling you, the way we relate with each other shows we don't understand God. God is love. And he that loveth is of God. Love is our identity. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. And that's the truth. It is because you are blind, that's why you don't know why that woman was given to you as a wife. Come and see argument yesterday. People are bringing tradition into the Christian faith. God said the woman is your helper. You are fighting her for not helping you. God said she's your helper. Somebody said the husband will come back on Saturday. The only day he has to rest. Monday to Friday, nobody will see him for house. On Saturday, you come and sit down, cross chair, and be watching football. Then the woman is there battling with keeping the house, cooking, taking care of the children. That is your duty. Your eye needs a second touch to understand who that woman is. Your eye needs to open to see that God gave her to you as a weaker vessel. You are supposed to protect her, not to beat. In fact, a man that beats his wife has a psychiatric case. No, but that is the truth. Apostle Paul said, you can't beat yourself now because she's part of you, bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh. Anytime you beat your wife, you are slapping yourself. And it's only a madman that does it. Hey, but this woman is very stubborn. Very, very stubborn. It's your assignment to remove stubbornness from her. No woman will be stubborn to you if you show her love. You need a second touch. Attend our marriage matters. First Saturday of every month on the television. When your eyes are open, you will know how to approach God. You will put an image on your altar or in front of your church and go there. You want to go to God through Mary, through St. Jude, St. This, St. Dominic, St. This. It's because your eye, you are still seeing men as trees. You need a second touch. When your eyes open, you will know that there is only one mediator between God and man. What is his name? Praise the Lord. You will know immediately if your pastor is sharing glory with God, wants to be worshipped. You go to a pastor and he tells you, even to his wife, immediately you go on your knees. You need second touch to see that pastor should be respected but should not be worshipped. No, it's wrong. When you have a second touch in that your eye you will see clearly the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You'll be able to identify the voice of God and the voice of Satan. You'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth when your eyes are open. You'll be able to understand the divine agenda for salvation, so that you will know where you are now, what next to expect. That is why those of us that our eyes are open, all our focus is on the Middle East. Because we know according to divine agenda, there is a war that will take place there. It's prophesied in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. When that war takes place, we see it, we know, hallelujah, that the rapture will take place anytime thereafter. The whole Arabs will gang up to go after Israel. And then the God of Israel will come and show them. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you hate Israel, you are finished. I pity South Africa. They took Israel to court. I told you, Olumide, I say, watch what will be going on in South Africa.
You said so.
I say so. And right now, they are having serious economic problem. Wait and see. Okay, now. Lebanon was housing Hezbollah. Terrorists. They were harboring them. And that is how Lebanon finished. Before you know what, there was civil war. The civil war that reduced Lebanon to what it is today, until the enemies of Israel now launch attack to Israel from, and instant they do it, Israel will show them who they are. Damage and damage and damage. The next 10 years, they never recover. Oh, praise God. If you want to know who you are, study Israel. Hey, anybody that touches you is touching the apple of God's eyes. Hey! There is no war, because the weapon of our warfare, they are mighty through God. Listen very well. God has ordained it that in the land of promise, the children of Israel shall possess their possession. Hallelujah. That every promise that God gave Israel, they fought to collect it. That is why they are warriors. Every Christian, you're a spiritual warrior to possess the benefits of the cross. That's why we have that revelation. That's why we do vigil here every Friday. That's why we have so many prayer programs here. People don't know. You think we just love to come here? If you want to live peacefully on earth here, better put on the whole armor of God. We're in a battlefield. We're in a battlefield. When your eyes are not open, the devil will finish you. I told you what we learned. I said, look at Israel. They have the best intelligence in the whole world. But as soon as they began to fight themselves, politics, Netanyahu, the prime minister, brought a policy concerning the judges. Some say no, some say yes. So the intelligence service decided to concentrate on the internal problem and forgot the external aggressors. They took advantage of it immediately, the October 7 massacre. That is, on the today is 6th. Tomorrow will make it 1 year. They have been hunting these Hamas leaders the way they hunt bush meat in the bush. I heard it say, every leader of Hamas, Netanyahu said, we will get you. And United Nations have talk. Israel said, you're wasting your time. He said, we have a right to defend ourselves. Oh, it will take God for this knowledge. I told you we are studying, you are watching football. Me, I'm studying what is happening in the Middle East. Because our time will soon be up. Praise the Lord. It says, the word of God is what? Quick and powerful. How did he describe it?
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
The power in the word of God. You know what? The leaders of this Hezbollah, not even the leader of the Hamas, the Oga Patapata, was hiding in Iran. Do you know that it was in his bedroom they blew him up in Iran? In Iran. He was in his bedroom, they blew him off. They have sophisticated intelligence. They're there now. When I told you that you should make sure you don't lose the gift of the word of knowledge, you can see now. So that you give you prayer points. The another set of leaders, those are some other commanders. There is the phone they use. They don't use this phone because they know Israel will track them. They don't use GSM. So they use pagers. You know, we were using pager in Nigeria before. A pager. So you only talk by text. You know, use text. So that they will not know where you are. How they got that pager and put bomb inside? Then they talk like, who power, kill all of them. With the pager. The one that surprised me the most was that they have invented a bomb that they call intelligent bomb. I watched the news, the documentary. The leader of the Hezbollah, all their commanders, they were in a meeting. It is underground. First layer, second layer down, then the third layer, decked. Supposed to be anti-bomb. Decked. So no matter what bomb you throw, it cannot reach them. That is where their headquarters is. They were having a meeting during the week. They were having a meeting there. Israel fired a bomb. They traced them to know now they are having meeting. Intelligence. They throw the bomb. First, they went to where they will escape. You know, they will also be escaped. They trace where the escape route is. They block it with one bomb first. Block all the way. Then came there. Throw the bomb. The bomb begin to drill. Go to the other floor. Drill. Go to the other floor. Drill. Then exploded there. Finish all of them. That wisdom, is it from man? Won't you be afraid of the God that is behind those people? Tiny nation. Tiny. Very, very tiny. Israel, you can walk with your leg from one end to the other end. But troubling the whole world. Why? It is not the size of the people, it's the size of their God. Hey, glory be to God. That is the God we are serving. That is our God. That is our God. If your eyes will open to know him. Now, America is begging them. Don't retaliate. Imagine that they fire 180 missiles. And they have the ability, they are firing something that will land and scatter them. They have the dome, they call it, that everyone, they were scattering them in the air, scattering them in the air, scattering them in the air, so it will not land in Israel. See technology. For them to have seen it, because they were doing it in the night, for them to have seen it, it means they are watchful. You dey sleep so day, angel wake you three times. Da, da, da. Before you wake up. Pray before you sleep, you will not pray. Pray before you go out, you will not pray. Not Israel. Every Jew walks about with God. In Israel. Every Jew is trained to fight. Ask them, say they're defending their country. Now you know Sabi, defend your faith. Because you want to belong everywhere. Oh, glory be to God. That is the divine agenda. Hallelujah. We must understand this agenda so that we know where to watch and get ourselves prepared. Brethren, it is no more story. It's a reality before us. This is the end time. And all the signs are here looking at us, one after the other. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So to know Christ, your eye must be open. And the only person that opens it is God himself. So that you will be praying, Lord, open my eyes to know you. In Luke chapter 10, verse 22, this is the way he put it.
All things are delivered to me of my Father.
Yes.
And no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And who the Father is, but the Son.
Uh-huh.
And he to whom the Son will reveal.
Nobody knows who the Father is, only the Son. Nobody knows who the Son is, only the Father. That is why when Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God, he said, now God, open your eye. And you see this. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Except God reveal who Jesus Christ is, you only become a religious person. So that you will pray, Lord, I want to know you. Lord, open my eyes that I may see, understand you. In John chapter 6, verse 45. John chapter 6.
It is written in the prophets.
Okay, even from verse 44.
No man can come to me except...
Nobody can come to Jesus.
Except the Father which has sent me draw him. Uh-huh. And I will raise him up at the last day.
How will he draw you? By opening your eyes to know him.
It is written in the prophets.
Uh-huh.
And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me.
Land of the Father. Except the Father teaches you, opens your eye to know him, you will only be riding on the testimony of your father, your wife, your brother who you are living with, or the pastor of the church that you attend to fulfill all righteousness, because on Sunday I must go to church. No relationship, because you don't understand what it means to be a Christian. Even in verse 60 and verse 60, that same
man.
Yes.
Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it,
uh-huh,
he said unto them, does this offend you?
Does this offend you?
What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up to where he was before?
Oh, he went even deeper.
It is the Spirit that...
It is the Spirit that grants understanding, because it's a spiritual thing.
The flesh profited nothing.
All this reverend doctor that you went to acquire in the school, that is the flesh is referring to. Your intelligence cannot make you know God. Yes?
The words that I speak unto you,
they are what?
They are spirit and they are life.
Uh-huh.
But there are some of you that believe not.
Yes?
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not,
uh-huh,
and who should betray him.
Uh-huh.
And he said, therefore said I unto you,
no man,
that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him
no
of my
man,
Father.
Meditate on this thing very well, so that you will see the need to pray very well. And from that time, what happened?
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Oh, because if we were staying here today, all we are doing is miracle, deliverance, prophecy, deliverance. Nobody will be tired. I know how many times you don't look at your wristwatch. Yes. The reason why this church never full as it's supposed to be is because of what we are saying here. You know what we are saying here? Because we are telling you that your eye need to open so that you will know how to serve this God. No. You want to follow where blind people are leading the blind to them. Read on. Let me read up to verse 71.
Verse 67. Yes. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will he also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
There is something here, and through here, we understand this eternity. And what happened?
And we believe
we are sure
that thou art that Christ.
Because their eyes were open.
The Son of the living God.
Praise the Lord. Your eyes need to open to be able to stand with God for better, for worse. Because if your eye is not open, you will never understand why Apostle Paul said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Persecution and suffering is part of the Christian faith. May you take your eye to open for you to understand why Jesus Christ said, if you will follow me, if you want to follow me, shout. You want to follow Jesus, shout hallelujah. If you don't want to follow Jesus, say hallelujah. Listen, those of you who want to follow Jesus, this is what he said. If you follow me, say, pick up your cross and follow me. What is cross? If they hate me, they will hate you too. He told his disciples, and they hated them, and they killed them. Some of them were crucified like Jesus was crucified. I think Peter was crucified upside down. For doing nothing or for being a Christian. For being a Christian. The identity, hallelujah, of a believer. Listen very well. Amen. We are called to conform to the image of Christ. He is the way. The way he follows is the way we shall follow. And we are not to remove the ancient landmarks. Don't create another one. Don't create another way. Don't teach grace until you remove the suffering part of the cross. Yes. Thomas, how did he know that this is Jesus? Others saw him. He was not there when Jesus appeared. What did he say? Praise the Lord. You saw him unless I see the mark before I will believe. Of the nails, they nailed him. They nailed him, blood, he came out. There is wound. If the wound has been healed, the mark, the scar will be there. Listen, that is the evidence that that was Christ. You too, there must be the evidence of the cross for you. Every one of us, there must be one testimony or the other that you have because of the decision you have made to serve the Lord. We are not those that we only preach prosperity, there is also the suffering part. You will go through fire. You will go through, but he said he will be with us. When we get to heaven, how will we know? Hallelujah. How will we know that this is the Jesus? How will we know that this is the Jesus? Eh? Eh? Joy, how will we know? How will we know?
I shall know.
And that is how he will know us also. God bless you. May the Lord open our eyes to truly know him. Can we stand up? Thank you very much for your patience.